morning to you all. Happy Mother's Day. Greetings to each one of you in the name of Jesus. It's been a blessing to be here this morning already. Thank you for everything that was said already. I want to read 1 Peter chapter 4 and make some comments. First, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We love you and we praise you. And we thank you for this new day. We just pray that you would be here in our midst today. And we pray that you would help us to be doers of thy word and not just hearers. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind that he has suffered in the flesh, has seed from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrath and will of Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, access of wine, reveling, banqueting, and abominable idolaters, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to have the same access of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged accordingly to men in the flesh, but live accordingly to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to one another without grudging. As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of ability which God give us, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though strange things happen unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resideth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's manners. Let him not suffer as a Christian. Let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let him that suffer accordingly to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in doing well, as unto a faithful creator. Verse 1 through 6, we should likewise be willing to suffer for doing what is right and pleasing to God. When a person has ceased from sin, this does not mean that person has become perfect. Peter is saying that the time we share in God's understanding or suffering, and we step up and begin to suffer for what is right, then we are no longer pursuing the flesh, but instead we are living for the will of God. Every sin mentioned in verse 3 is a sin of personal pleasure. When people seek to live for righteousness in this evil world, they stop living simply for their own pleasure. They live instead aware that they will give account to Jesus for their lives. There is a reward that will follow, eternal life. Verse 7 through 13, we should always be sober so that we have a clear mind, so we can focus on the things of God and the things that are pleasing to God. We should live a fervent and a we should have a fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sin. Each one of us has a special gift and a spiritual talent from God. Whoever speaks to the church should speak the word of God. We should not be surprised or think it strange when trials come upon us to test our faith, but we should rejoice and be glad, and also with exceeding joy. Verse 14 through 19. If we approach for bearing the name of Christ, we are blessed happy, with life joy and comfort in God's salvation, regardless of our circumstances. He whom they curse, we glorify. If anyone suffers as a Christian because of our belief, we should not be ashamed, but we should glorify God. The time is coming for judgment, and if it must begin with God's people, if it is difficult for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and those who have never obeyed God's good news? If you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right. And trust your lives to the God whom created you. The Bible tells us that we should trust God everywhere and in all things, in good times and bad. Trust overcomes fear. Trust overcomes hate. When people hurt us, we can hate them for the rest of our forever, or we can trust God. But we can't do both. God is here for us, always with a promise, always with hope. Commit your life to Him, rely on Him when you face your worst circumstances, for He will never fail you. Isaiah 40, chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. That's all I have. God bless you.